You're listening to the audio program Host and Guest, hosted by me, Rick Hatchke. Now here's myself, Rick Hatchke. All right, welcome to the first episode of Host and Guest in 2009, episode 13. Perhaps it's unlucky, but I don't think so, because today we're joined by special guest Eric Price. We'll have that interview in just a moment. When I was 11 years old, my mom and I went to Comedy Sports. It was my first time attending the short-form improv comedy club here in Milwaukee. And we saw Eric Price perform that night, and it was just one of those things where he just had that sort of personality where you knew that he was going to be famous one way or another. He clearly had the talent, and he was someone that I admired watching him perform. And I did comedy sports in high school and continued to watch him. Always enjoyed his performance. And he was always a really nice guy about it, where he showed up to some of the high school league stuff and he had no reason to do that. He was just being supportive of these young kids. And in 2007, I ended up doing some professional shows for comedy sports. And I did not have the pants that were required for the stage yet. So I ended up wearing Eric Price's pants, because at that point he had gone off to Los Angeles. So we are very fortunate to present the only guest thus far whose pants I have worn. We'll have that interview with Eric Price in just a moment. My guest today is comedian Eric Price. Eric has spent the last season on Mad TV and has appeared on shows like Reno 911. I spoke with him after a performance at Comedy Sports here in Milwaukee. All right, welcome to Host and Guest. Today I'm joined by Eric. Eric, thank you for being on the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, you recently finished your first and unfortunately only season of Mad TV.
Yes.
How did you end up landing that gig?
Well, I'd auditioned a couple of years back. It was kind of the same time that I was not being courted by SNL, but just I'd kind of gone through the paces of putting together a reel, putting together some characters, and then finally, after the SNL thing happened, we started pitching me to Mad TV. I went all the way last year and tested for network and went all the way, and they went with Dan Oster instead of me. So this year, I think they kind of wanted to make up for it a little bit, and bring me back on. So they brought me back for auditions, and we just kind of we took it from there. They liked me. I had an immediate chemistry with the people that I was auditioning
Sure.
with, which is rare. So that's how I landed the job, and it was the best year of my life.
Now, did you have a favorite character or a favorite sketch that you did during your run on Mad TV?
Favorite sketch, what's funny is it is a blur. Like, you do 6 months of like Die Hard, fucking breakneck speed on this stuff, and and then you're like, oh, did I do that? Yeah. That was fun. There's a couple things that I was proud of, things that I actually pitched that got onto the show, which was fun. Like, I pitched the whole broke Batman thing, and this guy Guy Stevenson just kind of went with it and wrote it. That was a lot of fun for me. Even though I still think I'm going down in history as the worst De Niro impression ever, I had so much fun doing it. That was a really fun day. The So You Think You Can Dance stuff was a lot of fun. The hair and makeup department on the show is so good. Like, they just put you there and really makes your work pretty easy at the end of the day. All right, just nail the cadence and the sound of his voice and his mannerisms and you'll be good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have a lot of favorites. A lot of favorites this year.
Now, it seemed like you and Matt Bronger seemed to really hit it off on this show.
Yes.
Was he your favorite person to work with, or?
The funny thing is me and Matt have been friends for years.
Okay.
We have been friends for 3 years, and we met each other at a Hollywood party. We just gravitated towards one another and realized, after about 2 hours of doing bits and skits with each other, we had realized, you know what, this is, we kind of have to be friends. Like, that's kind of it, right? So, yeah, we took each other's numbers down and just, that was it. We were fast friends. And when he was going through the testing, I was amazed, testing for the show, not HIV testing. That would be awkward. Like, oh, dude, you too. When we were testing for the show, I was so happy and surprised to see him in the audition room.
Sure.
I was like, oh my God, Robbie, what? I had no idea, you know, because he's more of a stand-up. It's not right. necessarily his forte, but he is one of the funniest people on this earth, mm-hmm. you know? So, yeah, we had an immediate chemistry. We had so much fun. The Mad Men sketch together was yeah. so fun. We had and just inspirational. The guy's incredibly funny. He really brought my game up a notch. Like, when it would come to pitch meetings, like, everybody was just open ears waiting for Brunger to say something. Because he's just funny, no matter what. And I'm not always funny. I'm not always on. Mm-hmm. But, like, I've always felt like, okay, hopefully when the cameras are rolling, I can do it for you. But, me and him definitely had a great chemistry, for sure.
Now, you appeared in both Reno 911, the television series, and then also Reno 911 Miami. How did that come about, and what was it like working with those fellas?
Oh, they're great. I did a movie in 2004 called Godfather of Green Bay.
Which has previous guest Jimmy Pardo.
I love Jimmy Pardo, man. He's so great. I did that movie, and I was working on the set with Tom Lennon, and we became fast friends as well. Like, we were just, you know, we were all kind of sharing a trailer. It wasn't like a ghetto production, but, you know, it was a small budget. You know, we had $1 million, $1.5 million to shoot the movie.
Sure.
So not everybody's going to have a trailer. And I had a real bit role that all of a sudden started becoming a bigger role, which was amazing. Me and Tom were just kind of shooting the shit one day. And I was like, yeah, man, I love your show. I love Reno 911. I was like, dude, to help me out. If I plan on coming out to L.A. at some point. You should talk to the producers and see if I can get on. He's like, well, I'm a producer and you can get on, you know. What I saw you do in this movie was great, so I will definitely put you on the show. You come out for 2 weeks, I'll put you on the show. You know, just let me know, we'll correspond and we'll make it happen. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then, you know, the movie happened. He was like, hey, I got a little bit role for you. You want to do it? Of course I want to do it. Oh, my God, yeah. They're the most creative and amazing improvisers you will ever see in your life. And, It's one of those things where, like, all right, man, you better bring something to the table. If you're getting cast on that show, you have to really bring something to the table. And I was just really fortunate to work with those guys. They're great.
Now, when did you make the move out full-time to Los Angeles? It seemed like you would go there for a few months at a time.
Yeah, last June. A year and a half ago, basically. Okay. Right when the writer's strike happened, which was awesome.
You timed it perfect.
Yeah, it was great timing. I got a lot of time to play video games and read. We made the move. We sold our house. We did the thing, you know. You kind of have to either do it or don't do it. And I couldn't keep flying out. I mean, I sold a motorcycle to go out for a Wild and Out audition with Nick Cannon. Like, to give you any idea of how hard this business is, trying to make it from Milwaukee is very, very tough. So we just kind of bucked up and sold the house and said, let's take our earnings and hopefully we'll make it work, you know. And it's worked out. It was a very fortunate year, and I'm very, very lucky. And, you know, I hope that there's more to come.
Now, you've done several commercials. Mm-hmm. Most prominently, probably, is the recent one that you did
with Haynes.
Jordan and Charlie Sheen.
Unbelievable.
What was it like working with those two? I know that for a long time you've wanted to collaborate with Jordan.
Oh, forever, forever. Me and Jordan we've had projects for years that we've been trying to work on. But first of all, Charlie Sheen was the sweetest, nicest guy in the world, which was one of the hardest things for me. Is on Mad TV, we kind of roasted him on this Amazing Race Celebrity Edition, and it hurt me. Like, I was like, oh, he's so good. He's such a nice guy. Like, I guess we do roast everybody, so it's okay.
Yeah.
But me and him were hanging out, and we just got done shooting a scene with Michael Jordan. And when he shows up, you can just tell the Jordan machine is in motion. Because, like, oh, the wheel's turning. Everything's happening. He's going to be here in 5. In 10 minutes. 10 minutes. 10 minutes, everybody. So we had to run every scene, block every scene. The guy was there for, like, 3 hours. So we had to get every shot that we could with him as much as we could. He had a stand-in, so we had to shoot everything with the stand-in. And but he, afterwards, me and Charlie Sheen are smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee out in the front, and he comes up to me and he pinches me really hard. I'm like, ow, what the hell? He's like, did we just do a scene with Michael Jordan? I'm like, yeah, we did, Charlie Sheen. That's been in, like, every movie. Yes, I'm amazed too. But, like, you know, and next time you're supposed to pinch yourself. Just giving you a heads up. But, yeah, it was really cool. It was a really cool experience for sure.
Now that Mad TV is, everything's been shot for it.
Well, I mean, yeah, we're wrapped at December 14th. We shot everything in like 5-6 months. It was, like I said, breakneck speed. Now I get to watch the stuff air later, you know.
Sure.
I mean, we had 14 original episodes and then three best of episodes. Okay. So I think there's another like six or seven episodes of the season that and are the, still going to air.
The final episode will air in May, or
that's a good question. I should know this. It's kind of up in the air. I think it's I've heard April, I've heard March, I've heard May. Okay, I'm not too sure.
So it'll be on in 2009.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
What's next for you? Do you have any...
Well, I just shot another episode of Reno for season 6.
Oh, excellent.
Really look forward to that. Me and a friend wrote a pilot last year, so I think we're going to come back and maybe try and start pitching that again. I have a couple writers actually from the from Mad TV that are really interested in you know, having us maybe collaborate with them, and it would be great to be able to attach some really talented writers, because I'm not necessarily... I don't consider myself that great of a writer, but I really love our show, and yeah. I think we might go back to that. Besides that, just, you know, going back to the grind, just going back to auditioning, and there's possibilities for Mad to be picked up by another network, but sure. I'm not going to rely on that at all. Yeah. You know, you can't just rest on your laurels and say, I'll be fine. Yeah, I'll just keep doing this. And no, you have to move on. So I'm going to just try and move on as much as I can, and I have a good feeling. I felt like I did a lot of there was a lot of solid work on the show this year, and I was able to showcase my talent. I would have liked another season, because I really kind of sat back this year and just said, I'm not going to write stuff, I'm just going to be an actor on the show. Just I'm not going to push really hard, because when you push really hard and you're new like that, it's not the best thing to do, you know. So yeah, I'm looking forward to next year. I'm looking forward to this year coming up, and we'll see what we can make happen.
Now, every edition of Host and Guest, we always ask for some recommendations.
Yeah.
So, first of all, an album recommendation.
One
of your favorite albums. Doesn't have to be new. Just something that you enjoy listening to.
Oh, I got so many. You know what? I love Jurassic 5. Quality Control. It's one of it's a classic hip hop album, and I don't think a lot of people have it. You know. And
yeah.
I love those guys. So yeah, there's one.
Yeah, I mean, the hip hop seems to be a skill of yours.
Oh yeah, when it comes to performing on stage. Holler back, homie. Absolutely.
And then also a film recommendation.
The Wrestler. Got to see it. Mickey Rourke, ridiculous. Like, it's maybe one of the best acting performances I've ever seen in my life. He's amazing in that movie.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about it.
It's so sad, but it's a really great movie. Really highly recommend it.
Excellent. Well, Eric, thank you so much for being on the program.
Rick, thanks so much for having me, buddy.
Thanks again to Eric for joining me on the program and being the first guest on Host and Guest in 2009. If you enjoyed the program, do me a favor and review the show on iTunes. It's a small gesture, but it would mean the world to me. Our theme song is composed by Tiny Folk. You can check out all of his music at www.cllct.com. For Rick Katchke, I've been Rick Katchke. And this has been Host and Guest. Sin,